Once again, in Washington, political grandstanding will once again be on display from both parties. And as I continue to disassociate myself with as much as possible I can politically, as far as even from both parties, I'm tired of hearing the lies going into the Supreme Court hearings of these justices who say, well, I really don't know how I'm going to vote. BS, you do.
Yeah.
You know how you're going to vote.
Well, but should they tell you?
Well, yeah. Let's do
it. No, they shouldn't.
Yes. Do away with what they're going to do. Why waste our time and money for this political grandstanding? Just
have
the vote
and be
done with it. Don't. That's what I'm saying. Don't have one. You already know what you're going to do. You don't need a hearing. You don't need to just. She's already, like all the other justices seem to be, been approved for other positions judicially.
Yeah, right.
She's got an extensive record. I mean, you'd go through this. Don't waste our time. Don't waste our money. Just have the vote and be done with it.
Well, it's not like they haven't had her records before when she went through all this before. So, I mean,
this happens with every justice that goes up there.
Right, right. You know? It's all there.
It's
top
there.
Of my list to talk about at 9 o'clock. Oh. So you
I just, you know, I've been tired of it for years and years, and we're going to face it once again. And,
Oh, well, of course, yeah. Well,
why bother?
We understand how fragile we all are, like when you are hearing stories about Clarence Thomas in the hospital. Now, it sounds like he's doing okay, but still, he's, you know, that can happen.
Yeah.
As we saw with Scalia, right? It's just like that.
I don't discount the importance of the Supreme Court.
Of course, yes, right.
It's just that it gets to this point, it's just, you know. If she was brand new and coming out of nowhere and we really didn't know anything about her and never held a judicial has there ever been a justice without that inexperience to make to the court?
I'm sure.
I haven't heard too much of it, but some of the remarks I've picked up, I just get the sense that she does a lot of self-promoting. Like she's, you know, impressed with herself and her accomplishments. I guess maybe she should be impressed with her accomplishments, but...
don't they all?
She's there to do.
Wait, don't they all talk about what they do?
They better be confident at that level.
Yeah, it's,
you better be.
It's a lot of I and not we and you or...
But, well, Dave, that's what they all do.
Yeah, well.
Especially they all do it.
When you're the judge on the bench, you are the eye.
Then.
Especially when they start defending themselves.
All eyes are on them, and their job is to promote themselves. And they are selling themselves to everybody else, saying, this is why I deserve this position.
I do this, I do that, this is the way I'm going to vote, or this is the way I have voted.
And they're not asking questions like, well, you and your team... No, they're asking questions about you.
Of you, yeah.
So that's
that's a good point.
Little edge there.
I mean, Clarence Thomas, I heard nothing but I during him. I mean, I heard that all the time with
everybody. All the others.
And all the others.
All the others.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's the same thing that goes on every
single one out. They all do it.
Right. Kavanaugh gave a lengthy speech about Kavanaugh.
It's all about his accomplishments. It's what it was supposed to be. You know? It's what they're there for.
I mean, that is the thing. I mean, any confirmation, I think, kind of just goes through all that.
And I guess I'm just bothered overall more of the heads of both parties that will have their moment of time to make their statement. And, oh, by the way, I'll ask you a question.
Well, if you look at what Dave just said about the I and self-promoting, what do you think all those politicians on that committee are doing?
Absolutely. Yeah, the grandstanding, yes.
Well, that's what it's all about, you know.
I will say this, and I understand where Charlie's coming from, but I will say this. This is their time to shine. The Constitution gives them this right. This is their time to shine. The consent and advise, right? So this is it. This is their time to do it. And so they're going to use it because they get the microphone, they get the cameras for a little bit. That's just how it is. It always has been, always will be.
Yeah, but it's changed over the last, maybe 20 years. It's a lot more contentious than it used to be.
Oh, absolutely.
The votes for Supreme Court justices used to be lopsided.
I was seeing like...
80 to 20, you know, 93 to 7. Now, if you're 51, you're lucky.
You could say somebody as partisan like a Scalia got 98-0, and somebody partisan like...
you name it.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Thank you. Also got through pretty easily. So, that has changed.
That was a different time.
Yeah, that has changed.
Yeah.
And you know what? I've always been of the belief, unless there is something glaring out there, that to the victor... goes to spoils.
Yeah, exactly.
I've always believed that. Mm-hmm. So if you win the presidency, you get.
That's part of what you do.
That's probably one of the most important functions of the president and one that leaves the lasting legacy.
Right.
You know, if there's anything that a president can pretty much do on their own, because as much as they need the legislative process for other things, they do get that, along with executive order. But
nominating
the Supreme Court justice is a big one.
Yeah, I think Charlie made a good point going into this about how she's been already on a federal judgeship in the past and already has passed muster, and it shouldn't be so prolonged.
You'd think so.
You would think so.
Right. Stay tuned.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I do think, though, this in the long run, this is probably going to go by pretty quick. I don't think Republicans are going to want to really fight this one a whole lot. She's replacing another liberal justice. So, yeah. I mean, it's a big deal there.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing to keep in mind, while they're criticizing maybe some of her lenient sentencing in the past, she's one of nine. So she isn't going to sit up there and make a lot of decisions to let someone off the hook something like that.
Precisely. Yep.
Some could say that maybe the justice loses power where they used to have it when they were a circuit court judge or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Right.
A federal judge.
Democrats have said they'd like to get her confirmed by Easter.
Yeah. So, I could see that happening.
Well, that's between now and next Friday.
That's it.
Sunday. Well, happy Friday, actually. A week from today.
No.
A week from this Friday.
No. Easter's long.
Easter's is the 17th.
Oh, no. Yeah, oh, it's farther down.
No, it's. I thought it was first.
Good Friday is the 15th.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I'm going to be there broadcasting
this. Oh, 15th, okay. Yep. Well, they've got lots of time.
But if you'd like to celebrate.
Yeah, David, you
hey,
go
I'm
home,
ready
right?
for Easter any time right now. I want to bring on the ham.
He's ready for the ham. He's ready for the chocolate eggs, yes.
Yeah, I won't see any of those.